She is the face of the organization.
So right now I'm in downtown Troy. I'm here with the head of Sidewalk Warriors. We're here at a few distribution, and it's also a special Thursday because they also have their bike distribution event going on. So just tell me a little bit about the event.
Absolutely. We actually asked the community to be able to donate bikes, and we were inundated with bikes. We had the community really come together. We were able to collect about 55 bikes, and with the 55, we currently have 37 all ready for a new home.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of bikes as I'm standing here looking around. Are they all been signed up for and taken? You don't have any extras?
We have a couple of extras, but we've had received quite a few applications already tonight. We do have each bike here is accounted for. They had to sign up, and we've been taking sign-ups now for the past 4 weeks. We did another bike distribution last year, and it was just such a huge success that we wanted to be able to do it again. We have a team of people behind the scenes that have been tuning them up and adding the air to the tires and making sure the adjustments are all done, and they're ready to rock and roll now.
So if you want to come to this event, you have to sign up to come to the event, or how does that work?
The pop-up distribution is open to the public, and then, of course, when you're coming through, this is just for anybody who needs a helping hand. So anybody that would like to come through, we offer pantry items, we offer food, we offer hot meals, cold meals, you know, an array of items. And so then, of course, we offer within our distributions special distributions, and that's what this was a special distribution.
I think the last time we talked to you, had your Winter Wonderland distribution.
We did Christmas gifts, and then I think a few weeks prior to that, we did the winter boots. It was phenomenal.
Probably colder than it is now.
A little bit.
It's rainy today. How many volunteers do you got?
Generally, we have about 45 to 50 volunteers. We have about 100 and 125 people coming through our line to be able to help us.
And if you want to sign up to volunteer, how would you do that?
Actually, we have a sign-up genius right on our website and also on our Facebook page. So www.sidewalkwarriorstroy.com. And then, of course, our Facebook page is Sidewalk Warriors Troy.
Is there other areas that you do this in, or?
We are only right here on the corner of State Street and 4th.
So you don't know Albany, no Schenectady, nowhere in Slayer?
No. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now. It's every Thursday.
We set up around 4:30, and then we open up to the public at 6 o'clock, and we usually are done by around 7:30.
How many people do you usually get on an average week?
Between 100 and 125.
I went to another event in Albany. I don't know if you know of Street Soldiers. They
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great event, too, so I don't know if you've... I know they do here in Troy. But do you work with other organizations like that, or...
Become a little bit different and offer more than. We wanted to be able to offer more than a sandwich and a Gatorade. We wanted to be able to offer opportunities like this as far as a bike distribution, offer opportunities to be able to have that extra help for mental health assistance, for rehab, those kinds of things. So we partnered with other organizations.
So you do offer help, mental health?
We do. We have an organization that we partnered with St. Catherine's Center for Children.
So they just come and say, I need help with mental health, and you help them out with that? Or how does that work? I'm just giving you an example.
Unfortunately, they don't always recognize that they need the help. So often we will just have someone that's doing an evaluation and be able to see a situation that I'm aware of that I'd be able to then pass that information off to someone that can intake that information and then provide them the assistance that they may need just to really better themselves.
What are the future events coming up in terms of the summer into the hot months?
Distribution in regards to bath mats and household items. So that was our spring and summer. We just did a cleaning product, and we're going to be doing one of those distributions upcoming. Our friends love when we do those.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
That was Robin Ford, the team leader of Sidewalk Warriors. Now we hear from Kelly Saunders.
And just tell me why you come out and help. I hear you've been here since the beginning.
I have been here since the beginning. Did Robin send you over? No, we've been, my family and I saw some stuff about it on social media over 3 years ago. So we dropped off one night when we were over set up on Barker Park in our old location, and we've been part of it ever since.
So you look like you were manning the food table.
No, I actually man, I kind of greet. We jump in wherever we're needed. But I generally am the greeter. So I send I talk to people while we're waiting and send them through.
It looks like you have a lot of people tonight. And they keep coming back even after they've gone through.
Yeah, no, sometimes people go through a second time. We had probably about 105 people tonight and still going. So probably 110 by the time we're done.
Yeah, it looks like you're not going to get out of here till 7:30.
No, we'll be done in about 20 minutes. It goes quick. Once everybody gets through, we pack it up, break down the tables, and
hopefully get through all the bikes tonight.
We're going to get through most of them. I think people are excited about it.
What's your favorite part of working with Sidewalk?
So we have the most amazing group of volunteers, and then some of the friends we help have been wonderful. Like, we've gotten to know them and really build relationships
Have
and
a good night, Tony.
See the same people week after week and really see some of them, you know, get new jobs, get apartments. We're making a difference.
Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you for coming here.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is awesome. This helps us get new volunteers, so thank you. Yeah.
Next up, we'll hear from Cheryl Phillips.
Looks like you're manning the fresh veggies table.
This is what I do every week.
Looks like good fresh vegetables.
Look at this. Bok choy. We get a lot of it from Capital Roots. They're an amazing group. Yeah, they really help us out a lot. Did you need some salad stuff on? Come over.
Right now, she's helping another customer getting some salad stuff. We're even as they're packing up to leave, they still are helping people. That's how dedicated they are. I mean, it's pretty wet here. It's very, very wet. Fresh vegetables from Capital Roots. They've got toys. They've got first aid. They've got drinks, hot meal, all the good stuff like that. Fresh carrots, fresh food, cold meals, pre-prepared meal. So how long have you been with the group?
1 year.
And what keeps bringing you out? Why do you love helping this group?
The people that come here, they're just so sweet and grateful, and you know, just makes me feel good to help other people.
Looks like the bike distribution event went really well.
Yes, they've been waiting for this because a lot of them have been asking every week, when are the bikes coming?
They're coming.
And they're coming, so yeah, it was great. Even in the rain, it doesn't matter. We're out here, rain, sleet, snow, or hail.
Yeah,
we're out here every week.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
You're quite welcome. You have a good evening.
You too.
This is Hudson Mohawk Magazine reporter Kaylin McPherson reporting from the Rorick Center in St. Anthony's parking lot, where Sidewalk Warriors are doing their food and essential supplies and bike distribution event. For more information, sidewalkwarriorstroy.com.